Just going back to Wirya for a moment and the four aspects of Wirya that Asita brought up. These same four aspects one also reads about in connection with, I think it's Manasikara, is that right? But the same description of making arise Kusala that hasn't arisen and maintaining
Wirya.
Yes.
This is Wirya.
A similar kind of description also applies to other jetasikas apart from Wirya, doesn't it?
Like what?
Is it Manasikara?
Manasikara arises with each citta.
I know.
The attention.
Yeah. But when it's Yonaso Manasikara, can
it's
I say,
right thinking.
For Yonaso Manasikara, does it have
right
the same
attention.
Function as Wirya?
No. It has its own function. No. It cannot change to be Wirya. It can support, but it's not Wirya. Mm-hmm.
This is from one of MP3s from that Chetasika Manasikara doesn't have a special role in right attention. That was from Pakinaka 3, number 135.
When Kusala Jitta arises, it is Kusala.
But the comment was that the Chetasika Manasikara doesn't have a special role in right attention.
I think that they all arise together.
So it just depends how one understands that. Mm-hmm. It just means that they arise together, not just
mm-hmm.
one.
Yeah.
But would you say the same about Panya also, just that they arise together?
Like Yevapanaka here, in the first Kusala Citta, there is also Janda, but it's not mentioned as Atimokkha Manasikara and the other nine types of Chetasika. But it says that at the same time, when people give dana, sila, and chiran bhavana, these four, dhamma, chanda, atimokkha, manasikara, tatra, machitatta, are there. So I think that if one cannot understand the characteristic of each citta, as much as we can know is they arise together, at what time, with what citta. For example, when karuna arises, the mudita does not arise. And we can say that since we are students of the teachings, we are studying the whole life, so it doesn't mean that we know everything. So we try to understand as much as we can, and then later on when we know more, then we can tell more.
I find that it happens that we might learn something in theory, and it's not meaningful at that time, but later on, there's more understanding, you come back to the theory, it clicks.
Especially the point, like the point about jetasikas, all these things. Mm. We can learn to see that they are all anatta as much as we can know, and it's so helpful that way. Otherwise, we think a lot and we have headache.
Yes.
We have headache.
I made it a rule, if it's going to be a headache, don't stop. Just leave it.
Life's too short.
What for? Just to understand and develop Kusala, or just to know a lot without developing right understanding and Kusala?
Sita, you were talking yesterday about how do you know if you have a moment of sati? How would I know if I've ever had one? Is it possible never to have had one?
How does one know moments with awareness from
tell.
Moments without awareness?
This is the most important understanding. Otherwise, Panya cannot develop. It's only theoretical understanding. Because the different moment of Kusala and Akusala is there. For example, when there is no awareness, life keeps on going, like seeing, hearing and thinking all the time. No awareness of any characteristic at all. Even one realizes by studying that all dhammas are here right now, but it's here. Where is the awareness? So whenever awareness arises, Panya is there to see the difference, the moment without awareness and the moment with awareness.
When you recognize an akusala, that's it.
And especially when we think of doing something, make it arise or try to attain or develop understanding of the reality, which is not this moment. So right understanding brings back to reality right now, and we know the characteristic now which appears, But when there's no awareness, it's only intellectual understanding about visible object and thinking. But when now there is visible object, and the moment of beginning to understand the difference between that which now appears because of seeing sees it, this understanding will develop until time comes that will there be some understanding of visible object and know that we live in what world. When there is no awareness, we live in conventional world. But when there is awareness, no convention, because realities, all our realities, visible object or sound or thinking, seeing. But panya develops from one reality to another reality, not all together at once.
I think also because of accumulations, different people will have different objects, as Pakatupadirsiya Pachaitu. So one shouldn't have expectations. One may hear about seeing an invisible object and then think that that is what should be the object of sati. But no, you may have sati for other things.
But there should not be the neglection of understanding visible object. Otherwise, one can have other understanding of other objects, but not of visible objects.
Because it's so common?
I think that Buddha taught us to understand all realities which appear, no selection. Even he talked a lot about Ruparamana, visible object, and other object. It depends on tendency and accumulation. Otherwise, that I hold it up to this or that particular object.
I think it's true to say that visible object does appear a lot. It seems to be there all the time, whereas feeling through body sense not.
And I think that it's so difficult for everyone. That's why we stress on it in order to be conditions for thinking about it and have conditions to understand it.
I think the thinking is created mostly for visible object. And even when we recall anything, any experience, it's in terms of what appears in visual things.
We attach a lot of importance to it.
Yeah. So sati isn't like a lightning bolt out of the blue, you know, like, oh, I've had sati.
That's wrong, that's wrong. Okay. Yeah, completely wrong.
Yes. Thank
you. No conditions at all.
You will remember the thoughts.
But if it's true, it's as natural.
So can you say more about the difference between moment with awareness and moment without?
Yes, because realities now are appearing.
Right.
So it depends on awareness to arise and be aware of one of them at a time.
Right. Without choosing them.
It arises by conditions, like hearing now, seeing now, thinking now, right. Is conditioned.
We are reminded mostly when it's thinking that it was thinking, it's just thinking, but not that it's just visible object, it's just sound.
When you say we're reminded, you mean we remind self?
Each other.
No, to ourselves at any moment, it's just thinking.
It's still thinking.
Yeah, I think it depends though, because for me, there's been a lot of reminders about visible objects, so then I'm inclined to also remember those reminders, as well as thinking, of course.
So let us consider the meaning of understanding. See, when we read, we understand what we read, but now reality is appearing, so the understanding is not the understanding in words, but developing the understanding to be used to this characteristic, to understand it. This is the meaning of understanding it.
Yes, and it's important to see the value of understanding characteristics.
You might think of great panya, yes. But it comes from the understanding from moment to moment, little by little.
We talk a lot about seeing because it does appear a lot. But in the beginning stages, it doesn't necessarily mean that sati is aware of one of the objects of the sense doors. It can be anything. It can be lopa, which arises as much often as
any reality.
It can be any reality. But most likely it would be the realities that are more obvious.
Most people think that to understand seeing visible objects is very difficult.
They expect. I think they have an idea of what is to be expected. And they have an expectation. What it means to have something.
Waiting for it to happen.
And it doesn't happen that way.
But it shows that since the other realities doesn't arise as often and obvious, but this, see, arise most of the time, any time without ever seeing, and no understanding of it. And it brings lots of story.
Because one's so involved in the stories about seeing.
World of concept comes from seeing and hearing. That's why if we understand it, because it's now presenting itself. If we cannot understand this, how can we understand the rest, which does not arise as often as this?
And this can be very discouraging. if you start thinking that you don't even know visible object, then what
do
I understand?
No, you do know visible object because it's there all the time. Oh, well, in between hearing and sleeping.
Thinking,
but it's
thinking.
It's black most of the time.
So one can see what is mean by beginning. It's really begin.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we understand that if there is no beginning, there is no developed one. So we can understand beginning now about visible object, how it begins, how panya begins.
And it's a good opportunity to know thinking and lopa when you're trying to have a sati of visible object.
That's true.
Well, I think it's also interesting that if you have all those moments, that it's moments of seeing and there's thinking, and there's moments of sound and there's, and all that's happening, how do you choose one of those to have sati for, you know?
I think in something I was reading from your talks in Cambodia, and people were asking the same questions, and you were just saying, well, if there isn't awareness yet, one needs to listen more. One just needs to keep listening and considering and asking questions again and again, so that the understanding can be more and more precise and can really know when there is sati and when there is not sati. But in order for understanding to develop, one really has to hear and reflect a lot about what seeing is, what visible object is. Otherwise, because Sukhin said the expectations and the attachment is so strong, it will prevent sati from arising. It will be an obstacle, questioning, checking all the time.
And not worrying about mana, like I've asked this every time I've come. Or
then one knows the problem is mana. Yep. It's like when you listen and you don't like something, the problem is dosa. So it doesn't matter. Life's too short to be fussed about what anyone thinks.
Mana,
as a characteristic.
If mana arises, it can be known. So it's not a matter of not having mana, but knowing
when it's there.
It only goes when an arahant. So even the Sotapanna and Agatagami, they've got mana, so it can be known.
And like Kunsuchin said yesterday about the making mistakes, it's respectful, it makes one humble to appreciate or recognize what one doesn't know, and who can know everything?
Talking about mana and not wanting to ask questions that show one's ignorance, we could say mana is quite a hindrance to development of understanding in a way, couldn't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, what the three, nanta, delay, or dhamma, I don't know the English term.
Say again.
Okay. Lopa, tanha, mana, titi, these three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hinder the progress.
But lopa doesn't seem to be so much as mana when we're discussing.
What about wanting the result?
I mean, if we don't know, we don't know seeing from hearing, how can I know gusa from agusa?
So the first thing that should be understood would be nama and rupa.
Yeah, well, why do we need to distinguish gusala from agusala?
They are nama, not rupa. But
gusala jitta from agusala jitta.
The question is it important?
Is it important?
Is it not important to understand attachment with wrong view and moment with lopa without wrong view in order to eradicate wrong view?
Well, I guess as the development goes, I guess you have to know wrong. If you don't know wrong view when it arises, how are you going to know it?
Right. Because the sopapanna will eradicate completely wrong view. So there must be moment with wrong practice coming in. like intention, or one tries very hard to have it arise again.
So could I say it's rather good to have a kusala, because then you know sati
at
can
what
know
level?
It's not a matter of good to have it, it's just that it is there.
And Panya knows that it's not you.
Yeah. That's the important thing, isn't it?
But Ajahn, on the other hand, the understanding of the difference between kusala and akusala...
Intellectually?
Intellectually is one thing, and also...
The characteristic?
Not the characteristics, not in terms of dhatus, and not in terms of namas. But a normal person does differentiate between
kusala
and akusala in a gross
level. So people might think that they do not have lobha at all.
A lot of people think they don't have lobha.
Right, I'm not talking about the conclusion about this. I'm talking about at the moment of dosa. People know that it's dosa. And I'm also thinking about people during pre-Buddha's days when they could develop jhana. They knew the difference between kusala and akusala without knowing nama rupa. The difference between nama rupa. So that's a different kind of understanding, isn't
different
it?
Level.
So I'm thinking about the kind of understanding that arises in us day to day can be related to that level of understanding.
At that level only.
At that level, right. Because I think what Azita is trying to find out is that since the differentiation between kusala and akusala in the jhanas comes after knowing the difference between
nama
and
rupa.
So, John, can we say it doesn't matter whether it's kusala or akusala, but it's helpful to know the difference between moment with awareness and moment without awareness?
Because now, can we say that there are akusala and kusala, not only kusala and not only akusala?
Right.
But how can we know when is akusala and when is akusala, even right now?
In the moment we even try to, it's something else already.
So even when there's, say, strong akusala, there could be awareness of visible object, or there could also be awareness of...
No awareness at all. See, that's why the understanding of nama and rupa should be developed, so that one can be sure that no matter it is what, we don't have to follow it because it has gone completely. But the characteristic of the next one or whatever appears succeedingly must be nama or rupa. For example, touching, many moments, we don't mind. It's just say that arising and falling away in split seconds, but the understanding can develop, and later on everything which is directly experienced will be exactly the same as Buddha said, and because he had enlightened the true nature of all realities, each word, even the spaces in between solidity, the arising and falling away. Because even right now, the avicca and attachment hinder the understanding, because there's not just seeing, hearing as well. So how can we understand the difference between the two different kinds of nama, and also the difference between nama and rupa, like this moment of seeing? Seeing things, visible object is seen, and things is object of thinking already.
So it's known as nama. Well, if there was that moment of satipatthana or nama, would it just know nama, or is it know the characteristic of nama, saying being dosa or something like that?
That reality which experiences, no matter what characteristic, dosa experiences, citta experiences, lopa experiences, but different characteristics. For example, why citta is one characteristic including in the 52 nama which are cetasika. So they say that 53 nama, 53 kind of nama, because whenever citta arises, its function is to experience. That's all. While the other nama like passa, vedana and sanya has its own characteristic, one by one, one at a time. For example, we can talk about passa, but passa does not appear. So what can be known right now is only the reality which sees. That is not the visible object which appears. So we begin to get closer to that mental reality which doesn't have any shape or form. It doesn't have shape, no color, no form. So it's quite dark, thinking of the difference between the light and the dark.
In this ocean of concepts, so thick.
Yeah.